You may be seated if you're turning your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, today we're continuing our series, Reigning in Life as Kings. This series of messages can change your life simply because until you realize what Christ has done for you, you can never walk in the dominion that God has purposed for you to walk in. I want you to look with me at Romans 5:17. This is our base text right here. The word says, for if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. I love this word. Say it with me. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. My subject this morning, seven keys to reigning in life as kings. This is part three. First of all, I want to just review what this whole series is about. First of all, the first key is you must know the integrity of the Word of God. Secondly, you have to know the reality of redemption. Thirdly, you have to know that you are a new creation in Christ. Fourthly, you have to know that you are the righteousness of God. Fifthly, you have to know the reality of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Sixthly, you have to know the reality of fellowship. And then seventh, and last of all, the last thing I'm going to cover, you have to know the authority that the name of Jesus carries, and you've been given authority to use that name. I love that. My subject this morning, seven keys to reigning in life as kings. This is part three. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. It is living. It is powerful. Lord, I'm asking you to give us revelation, redemptive revelation, an impartation of your Spirit. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit would say. Lord, open the eyes of our understanding. Enlighten us, O God, that we may see the riches of your glory and our inheritance in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for the anointing to preach your word with Holy Ghost power. Thank you for that anointing that destroys the yoke, that lifts the burden, sets the captive free. You said you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from that destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Bless homes, bless families, bless individuals. Bless us and seat us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Key number three, know the reality of being a new creation in Christ. This is the third key. You've got to know that you are a new creation. If you're going to reign in life and master all of life, you must know the fact that you have been born again and you are a new creation in Christ. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. King James says a new creature. But you are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You are God's workmanship, and God wants you to receive the abundance of grace that he has provided so you can rule and reign in life by one Jesus Christ. We have a legal right to the new birth because of what Jesus did as our sin substitute. He went all the way to Calvary. He bore our sins. He took our shame. He took our sickness. He took our disease. He took our poverty. He took everything upon himself so you and I could rule and reign in life through Christ Jesus as new creations in Christ. God has established a legal right. The claims of justice that were against you, Jesus Christ satisfied them at the cross, and God's gavel of justice came down, boom. When Jesus cried, it is finished, the dispensation of the law was slammed shut, and the dispensation of grace was open, wide open. And God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What a great invitation. Go on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, our spirit were born again of the incorruptible seed, the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And we are the children of God, and we have been sealed by the Holy Ghost. Someone said, oh, pray for me. I feel like I'm going back. Going back to what? I don't want to go back to what I came out of. I'm in the press. I'm pressing toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Get that revelation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. If you're in Christ, it's like the water that's in this cup. Then it says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in the cup. You're in the cup. You're one with the Father. You're one with the Son. You're one with the Holy Ghost. You've been given power. You've been given anointing. And you need revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus. And that's what this series is all about. Hallelujah. You've been redeemed. And sin no longer dominates your life because of what Christ has done. If it's dominating your life, it's because you don't know who you are yet. And that's what this is all about. We are new creatures in Christ with power and with authority over all the power of the devil. When you were redeemed, the chains of darkness were broken, and the Father has delivered you from Satan's domain. The Father has delivered us, and He has given us authority over all the power of the enemy. See, when you were saved, you became a new creation. And Jesus has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Now, the devil, he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He cannot seek everybody, so he has to seek whom he can devour. If you have redemptive revelation, if you're walking in the light as he is in the light, you'll have some battles to fight. But I promise you one thing, the devil cannot devour you, because the Bible says as we walk in the light as he is the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So sin cannot have dominion over you when you're walking in the light of God's word. We're washed by the word. We're cleansed by the Holy Ghost. We're washed by the blood. We're cleansed and we are free, because whom the Son makes free is free indeed, and that's what belongs to you. Freedom in Jesus' name. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. The devil is a defeated foe, and the Bible lets us know that. And when you receive redemptive revelation, then you can reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You are a new creation with power over all the power of the devil. Now, I want you to look at Ephesians 1 and 8 and following. Paul is praying for the church. He's praying for the church of all ages. And Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that's what I'm preaching, enlightenment, impartation, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And look at verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Now look at verse 20. That mighty power which was wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And I like this. He's put all things under his feet, made him to be the head of the church, which is his body. That means, praise God, if you're just a little toe in the body, praise God, the devil is under your foot, because the devil is under Christ's foot, and you're one with Christ. You're one with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and you're a whole lot more than what the devil and people have been telling you. You are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus. Don't you love him? Don't you just love him over what he's already done for you? Oh, he saved us. He washed us. He cleansed us. He sanctified some of us. Some of us been filled with the Holy Ghost. Some of us, we received grace upon grace and mercy upon mercy and favor upon favor. His goodness and his mercy, they follow us everywhere we go. They're on our trail. He's the Most High God. He's possessed of heaven and earth. And he is a deliverer from every enemy that you will ever face. Hallelujah. Now, there are three Greek words for power that are found in those verses that I just read. Put verse 19 up there. Verse 19, it talks about the greatness of his power. That word power there is dunamis. It means miraculous power. The miracle working power of God. When you were saved, that was God's miracle, miraculous working power. That dunamis power is power to redeem, power to deliver, power to help you rule and reign in life and master all of life by Christ Jesus our Lord. You may not realize all that belongs to you, But Jesus has redeemed you, and you are more than a conqueror. You may not have received revelation, but that's what this whole series is about. I'm praying that God will open the eyes of our understanding that we may see into what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. You have His blood. You have His word. You have His name. You have His nature. You have His spirit. You have His life. You have His power. You have His authority, and you are to rule and reign and master all of life. And that's what this series is about. It's about reigning in life as kings unto God. In Revelation, the Bible says, He hath made us kings and priests unto God. In other words, you're not going to become one. It's past tense, H-A-T-H. He hath made us. But He's working on us. And it's through redemptive revelation that you begin to realize who you are in Christ, and you begin to walk in the power and the authority that Christ has purchased for you. It was God's dunamis, God's miracle-working power that saved you. The gospel is the power, the dunamis of God under salvation. And now that miracle power is resident in you, that miracle working power is working in you through Christ Jesus. We're one. He's the true vine. We're one with the vine. The substance is in the vine is in us. The power is in the vine is in us. The healing is in the vine is in us. The authority is in the vine is in us. We're in Him. He's in us. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are more than conquerors. We can always triumph in Christ. No weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, because the Holy Ghost is the flood and not the devil. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Dunamis power. Listen to me. This power does not stop with salvation, but it is toward us. It is toward us, setting us free from the strongholds of darkness and evil habits. It is the sanctifying power that breaks every chain. I tell you what, some people, they have chains. But God said, I'll break every chain. Remember that song, Break Every Chain? That's what Jesus does. He's a chain breaker, and He breaks every chain. That's the sanctifying power of God. Paul said, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him. Why, Paul? That the body of sin might be destroyed. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Some people still have habits. Some people still, they're depressed. Some people have things from their past that they're dragging around like chains. But you are free. You just don't know that you're free. And when you walk and step into the sanctifying power of God, then you begin to rule and reign in life through one Christ Jesus. Look at Romans 6 and 6. Paul said, you got to know something. He said, you just can't hear about it. You got to know it. He says, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him, with Christ. Why? That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead to sin is free from sin. If you're dead to something, you're free from it. If you're still living in it, you are not free. You've not received. Maybe you've been saved, but maybe you've just not been sanctified. That is a second definite work of grace that you can call it what you want to. You can call it consecration, a second definite work of grace, the second work, or surrender, whatever. Different people call it different things, but I'll tell you one thing. When you go back to the cross and you get sanctified, you will get a revelation of just how free you are in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're talking about redemptive revelation, and we're talking about walking in freedom as kings and priests unto God. We're dead to sin. We're new creations in Christ. We are alive unto God. He's the chief cornerstone, but we're lively stones. That means you ought to shout once in a while. Let the world know you've been redeemed. That means you ought to sing about it. That means you ought to shout about it. That means you ought to dance. Praise God. Sometimes I go to church and I sit there and I say, God, these people are going to think I'm a fanatic. Nobody dances much anymore. But this is a dancing church. This is a praising church. If you want to dance, praise God, you got a pastor that will lead in dance. I didn't even know what it was till I was in a charismatic movement, and they were having that little Victory March, Jericho March, they call it. And all of a sudden, the power of God hit me. I got in the line where they were They were having a little dance, and the power of God hit me, and I began to twirl like a top and dance all over the place. And one of the men said, Brother, you've got the spirit of dance. I didn't know what it was till he told me. But as a spirit to praise God, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Put off the old man with his deceitful lusts, and put on the new man that's created in righteousness and truth and pure holiness. Put off and put on. The greatest put on in the world is when you put on Jesus Christ and you're clothed with his righteousness. Somebody go and praise him because you're free and you know you're free and you're growing in grace and knowledge. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 19 again, because it also talks about mighty power. Verse 19, brother. Ephesians 1:19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? Are you a believer? According to the working of his mighty power. So now that we're talking about mighty power. Now that Greek word there is kratos. And kratos means dominion or ruling power. And that's what this series is about. The dominion that was first given to Adam in the garden, God says, I'm giving you dominion. He had dominion over everything. But Adam fell from grace. This dominion, this ruling power was lost when man fell into sin. And the devil became the god of this world. So you have an enemy who walks about. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. And he comes to destroy. But when Jesus shed his precious blood and rose from the dead, he opened up the door to grace and salvation. And through the new birth, we can retake or regain this kratos power to rule and reign in life by Christ Jesus. Now look at my text again, Romans 5:17. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You may not understand that you're the righteousness of God, but you are. Look, put Romans 8:1. It's not in the text. Romans 8:1. See, the devil will tell you about your past. The devil will tell you, and some people will too. They're just the mouth being used by the devil. Instead of encouraging you, you know, people try to bring up your past. Well, look at this. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now, say now, this very moment, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you're walking after the flesh, this doesn't belong to you. You will find yourself under guilt and condemnation. You have to put off the old man. You have to put on the new man. You have to be sanctified. And then we got to be sanctified and sanctified and sanctified. It's a definite work, but it's an ongoing work. And as you walk in the light of God's Word, and as you come to church, and as you hear good Holy Ghost anointed preaching and teaching, all of a sudden it's the washing of the water of the Word that sanctifies us and gives us light so we can walk this journey. Hallelujah. We are kings and priests unto God, and a king is to rule in life. A king has a domain, a dominion. Amen. God has given us spiritual weapons of warfare through Jesus Christ, and we are to master all of life. The victory that Jesus Christ gained at Calvary, he went all the way to Calvary, Brother Ray, that victory has been laid to your account. That's why we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. But see, Jesus not only came to destroy the works of the devil, but he came and he totally defeated him. He made a show of them open. He spoiled principalities and powers, made a show of them openly, and triumphed over them when he did that. And then he gave the keys of the kingdom of God to the church. We have the keys, church. We have the authority. We have the power to rule and reign in life by one Jesus Christ. And God is raising up an army. And I'm giving you biblical fact so you can be qualified to be a part of this great army, this end-time army that God is raising up. People that can rule and reign and master all of life because they realize what Jesus did and who they are in Christ, and that everything that he did has been laid to their account. Hallelujah. Now, the third word for power is exousia, and it's found in Ephesians 1:21. This is a exousia. Far above all principality and power, that is, and might and dominion, and every name is named not only in this world, but also in the world to come. That's how God raised Jesus. That what was wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And that word is exousia, which means authority. Every unsaved person, now listen to me, every unsaved person, you are under the authority of the devil. You may not believe that, but a group of Pharisees told Jesus, said, we're of our father Abraham. He said, you're not. Do you would receive me? He said, you're of your father the devil. And every unsaved person, unfortunately, they are under the authority of the devil. The Bible even talks about us. It says, in times past before you were saved, you walked according to the course of this world. You walked according to the prince of this air, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. That's how we walked before. But see, when you got saved, you became a new creation in Christ, and the devil's dominion, it was broken off of your life. I tell you something, it's a happy day when you realize that. It's a happy day when you realize that the Lord has delivered you from the power of darkness and that he has given you power over all the power of the devil. It's a happy day when you realize that you can cast out devils in the name of Jesus. The Bible says these signs shall follow them and believe. And one of those signs, Jesus said, in my name, you and you and you and you, if you a new creation, you shall cast out devils, because there's power in the name. It has nothing to do with your power. It has something to do with your revelation. And when you understand who you are in Christ Jesus and you have knowledge of what Jesus did and what Jesus has given unto you, then you will realize that the devil himself is subject to you as a new creation in Christ Jesus, and you can rule and reign and master all of life. And when you encounter him, you just cast him out. He has to obey you. He has no choice, because the name of Jesus is above every name, and at that name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Start casting out some devils and let the devil know Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Devil, you're not lording it over my body. You're not lording it over my home. You're not lording it over my marriage. You're not lording it over my finances. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. He's my Lord. I surrender it all. And I'm more than a conqueror. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. See, it's a happy day. If you don't believe that, look at this. See, those disciples in Luke chapter 11, they came back rejoicing. It was a happy day, saying, Master, even the demons a subject to us in your name. Look at Luke 10:19. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. This word power keeps showing up. Amen. See, that first word power is exousia. It means authority. That second word power is dunamis. See, Jesus delivered you from the devil's authority, and he has given you kratos, ruling power, dominion. Hallelujah. And he gave us exousia, authority over all the power and the authority of the devil. Jesus brought the devil to naught, to zero. And that's how much the power that the devil has over born again Christian. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, naught. Hello, Mr. Zero. When you talk to the devil, say, hey, Mr. Zero, how you doing? I've got authority. I've got power. I've got dominion. And I'm ruling and reigning in life by Christ Jesus, my Lord. Some people said, aren't you afraid to talk like that? No, I'm not afraid. I understand my position in Christ. If I thought the devil himself was behind the door, I'd kick it down just to see if he was in there. Amen. Don't be afraid of the devil. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I looked that word up. It means flee. It means to run in holy terror when it comes to Jesus. When you speak the name of Jesus, I'll tell you what, the whole atmosphere starts to change. Your world starts to change. Your home will start to change. Your marriage will start to change. Your children, you have authority to counsel the devil's assignment and loose God's assignment upon them. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the only thing the devil can do to you now is to lie to you, is to see from you, and to steal from you. That's it. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his modus operandi. That's what he does. And he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He will devour you if you let him. He will take your stuff and he will take it off into a warehouse and he will put it there. And unless you rise up and say, you're not taking my stuff, devil, I'm coming after my stuff. You know, David, he was at Ziklag and the enemy had come and spoiled all the goods and took his wives, his herds, his cattle, his gold, his silver, and everything that he had. Amen. And David got alone. His men were ready to kill him. Some church folk like that, you know. They were ready to stone him to death. I mean, this David, he had him at Adullam. And what was on David, the anointing that was on David, he trained 600 mighty men in the power and the anointing and the glory that was on David. He transferred it to these men. They became his mighty warriors. And he pursued and he got back his gold, his silver and everything. See, if he hadn't pursued, he wouldn't gotten it. You cannot just lie down and think, well, it's all going to come back to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. That's not true. You have been given authority, power, and you are to rule and reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You have dominion and not the devil. So go get your stuff. Hallelujah. But see, when you receive redemptive revelation, you realize who you are in the name of Jesus. And when you realize that, you can drive the devil from the battlefield. If you will submit yourself to God and then resist the devil will flee from you. Some people, they try to do it without submitting themselves to God. What is real sanctification? I'll tell you what it is. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. That means that you have got to be crucified. That old man, you've got to kill him over and over and over again. He'll try to jump out of the cage. He will. But you have to die to the world, to the flesh, and to sin. And once you make that up in your mind and get redemptive revelation, you can walk in power and anointing and authority in Jesus Christ, your Lord. That's what the cross is all about, not just your salvation. Amen. Look at this right here, the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Well, let me go back and catch this. You know, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Some people are afraid of demons. That said the devil. I want you to get this. Resist the head one, the chief honcho, the devil himself. And if you will resist him, boom, he will flee. You ever seen somebody run away that was scared of something? I tell you, I've been on a battlefield. And when everything goes wrong, they'll just start running in all kind of directions. They just start running in terror. I got to get away from here. Drive the devil from the battlefield. Drive him out of your home. Drive him out of your life. Drive him out in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell him, drive him out. Drive him out. Drive him out. Get a warrior anointing. Hallelujah. Now, the baptism in the Holy Ghost, it ensures you of this power that I'm talking about, this dunamis. Look at Acts 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That word power there is dunamis. It's the same dunamis power that Jesus Christ flowed in. And then Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to the church so we could do the works he did and then greater works. The Bible says God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, dunamis. He went about doing good, healing all authority. Doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Well, God was with him. Christ is in you. Is God with you? Is God in you? Are you more than a conqueror? Are you always able to triumph through Christ? Are you afraid of the devil? Well, then you are who God says you are. And you just need to rise up and rule and reign in life through Christ Jesus. You're a new creation. You have been delivered from the authority of darkness. And now the Lord expects you and he expects me to operate in exousia, the same power and authority that he walked in. Jesus ministered the word of God with exousia, with authority and with power. The early church ministered the word of God with exousia, with a power and authority. Jesus has given us the same power, the same authority that he ministered in. You need to know that. Most Christians don't. But if you will receive it and start walking in it, it'll change your life and it'll change your outlook on life completely. Because then you will know what it is to start ruling and reigning in life as a king. Now, the name of Jesus is above every name. It does not matter what you're facing. Sin, sickness, disease, addictions, poverty, depression, whatever you have been given authority, exousia, over the authority of the devil. And you, yourself, in the name of Jesus, you have the authority to break every chain. You've been given that authority. You may not understand it yet, but it belongs to you. I was listening to one of my sermons, and I was preaching away. And I said, Brother Lazaro, you don't have to worry about that job. God even gives jobs. That, give God a hand, praise. Got a great job, doing good. God is prospering him. I tell you, you can get it in church where the Holy Ghost is, and you can get a word from God. All you need is one word to change that situation and to rise up in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See, the name of Jesus, it carries power in all three worlds, no matter what you're facing. Now, we're not playing church here at Westmoreland. We're not some social club. We're not some place to come and make business contacts. We are here. We have a church, and we're here to rescue young people. We are here to rescue broken homes. We are here to rescue broken lives. We are here to rescue broken people. We are here to set the captive free in Jesus' name. We are not some social club and we are not playing church. I realize as the pastor, we are in a warfare. And my job is to equip the saints so you can win the battles of life and help others to win the battles of life. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. We're here to learn about God. We are a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Look at the new faces in this place. Look around you. Look at what God is doing. Amen. God is changing things. God is doing it. Amen. So start praying for the pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't run him down. Amen. You're a new creation in Christ. You're blessed and highly favored of God. And you are to rule and reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Now, here's the part I wish weren't true, but it is true. The devil is the god of this world. He is the prince of darkness. He is the one who darkens the mind. But thank God. If you're saved, we've been delivered from the power and the authority of darkness, and we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. I love this right here. Look at Colossians 1 and 12. I love this. I like to repeat it over and over and over again because most people don't know this. You need to know this. You need to memorize these revelations that come out of the Pauline epistles because most of what I'm sharing, I begin to see in Paul. In his letters, he's the only one that shows these new creation realities and the redemptive realities. Look at Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or qualified us. And one version says, made us worthy to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, I like that. He has qualified you. The world will tell you, you're not worthy, you're not worthy, you're not worthy, you're just an old sinner, you're just a worm, you're not worth anything. No, God thought you were worth something. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Are you saved today? Go on, praise God. He has delivered us. Give thanks to the Father who has made us worthy to be partakers of this inheritance in the saints. Now look at Colossians 1:13. Who has delivered us from the power, exousia, or the authority of darkness, and he has translated us, woo, into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Woo! I tell you, I get to thinking about those things. I get so happy. I just can't contain myself. Last night, I was sitting there and the pastor in the church, he got up and the Holy Ghost, boom, burst inside of me. I jumped up and danced all across the stage speaking in tongues in that church there. I don't know what they thought. Somebody said, what did you say? I don't know. Like John Osteen said, it sure did feel good. Hallelujah. Go on, praise God. Get free in Christ. Get free. I mean, get so free that you're not ashamed to praise God. Doesn't matter. God loves it. God inhabits the praises of his people. Who am I talking to? Hallelujah. We have been given authority in the name of Jesus, and you've got to use it. You may be thinking, well, if I've got all this authority, why am I experiencing all these problems? It's because there is a real devil, and he is trying to rob you and destroy you. And you've got to know you have an enemy. The devil and his demons, they have an individual plan against every individual person. The devil and his demons, they don't just hit and miss here and there. They have a plan. And that is Satan's plan against every person on planet Earth. You are on the devil's radar. I want to tell you that. You are in his computer. And he knows your weaknesses. He knows my weaknesses. And he knows everything that can cause you to stumble. That's why you need to be suited up. That's why you need to pray. That's why you need to read the Bible and renew your mind. That's why you need to come to church and hear some Holy Ghost anointed preaching. That's why you need fellowship, because you can get a word from a brother or sister, and sometimes just a pat on the shoulder, say, I'm praying for you. That means so much. Hallelujah. When you're going through the throughs and you don't know which way to turn, turn to Jesus. The psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. I'm the righteous of God, and here I stand in Jesus' name. The battle is the Lord. Praise God, I'm a winner. I've got power and authority. Go on, praise the Lord for redemptive revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the devil has assigned demons to follow you, to tempt you, and to hinder you every way that they can. In the book of Job, it's the oldest book in the Bible. And God clearly shows the human race who the troublemaker is and who the blesser is. God pulled back the curtain of time. He said, I want you to know that when sickness comes and when tragedy strikes, when your children are in a storm, when your body is sick and all of that, God said, I want you to know it's not me. I'm not the great afflictor. I'm the great blesser. I'm the great healer. I'm your Jehovah Rapha. I like to say that, Jehovah Rapha. I just like the sound of it. The Lord my healer. Say it with me, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what I want you to see is this, church. It's going to blow some of you away. It's not up to God. It's not up to your pastor. But it's up to you to rise up and stand in the power and the might of God's authority. And you are going to have to rise up. You are going to have to stand up against the devil yourself. You've got to suit up. God has given you his authority, his mighty power. And he wants you to use the name of Jesus, and he wants you to drive the devil out. I was sharing with Brother Ray and Sister Julia the other day out in the parking lot about Howard Carter. Howard Carter was the man that Dr. Lester Sumrall studied under. And I've studied a whole lot under Dr. Sumrall. And he talked about Howard Carter and the gifts of the Spirit that Howard Carter taught him. So being the young Christian that I was at the time, I had Lester's book, you know, on the gifts of the Spirit. But I went back. I said, I'm going to see if I can find Howard Carter's book. And I found Howard Carter's book, and guess what? Lester Sumrall taught the gifts of the Spirit exactly the way that Howard Carter taught them. He got an impartation from the man God had set above him. And that tells me that you can get an impartation from someone God has set to give you revelational knowledge and redemptive revelation. But Howard Carter, he was in a prison cell, and he was in World War I. And he was in a little cell, and all he had was a mattress in there. And every time it would rain, the water would come and bump, 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 bump. Just hit him in the head like that. And one day he cried, "Oh, God, this is running me crazy." Bump, 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 bump. "Oh, God, you got to do something about it. This water's running me crazy. God, you got to do something." Bump, 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 bump. "Oh, God, do something about it." And God spoke to him and said, "You do something about it." He said, "Me do something about it? How can I do something about it?" God said, "Speak to it in the name of Jesus." And he opened his mouth and he said, "Water, I command you to flow backwards in Jesus' name." And he said that water from the tip of his nose right up into the ceiling, it went right back up, and he saw it go back. It never rained on him the whole time he was in that prison cell in World War I. You have authority. You have power, and it's up to you to use it. And I'm telling you, you can break the power of the devil in the name of Jesus, but you're going to have to do it yourself. We're talking about redemptive revelation of what God has provided for you as a new creation in Christ. And that's what these lessons are all about, ruling and reigning in life by one Jesus Christ. We want to teach you here, if you're watching by a live stream or Facebook, we want to teach you to get back everything the enemy has stolen from you. You cannot do it in a moment of time. You cannot do it in one service. And that's why I encourage people to come out here to Westmoreland so we can train you, so we can teach you what belongs to you as a child of God. You need a church that teaches the Word of God and not religious tradition. That's what you need. You need a church that teaches you who you are in Christ so you can come forth more than a conqueror. God is a good God. And the Bible says, "They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." God is a good God. I got a simple theology. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. Every good gift comes from God, and everything that's adverse in your life comes from the devil. He's the source of it. God is a good God. Look at my text one more time, Romans 5:17. "For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." You are who God said you are. You can do what God said you can do. And God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. But it is up to each of us to take our position in Jesus Christ. Let us stand. Hallelujah. There's a power flowing in here today. We've got the power. What do you need from God?
In the name of the Lord.
I want you to come on to the altar. This is more important than anything else in your life right now. What we're doing right now is more important than anything. Let's come to the altar and let's cry out to God. Ask God for help. Bring your burdens to the Lord. Cast them all upon the Lord. Glory.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You've got the power. What are you going to do with it? Hallelujah. Come bind some devils. Come loose some blessings. Come take authority in the name of Jesus. Come take dominion over that situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can rule and reign in life by one Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for happy marriages. I thank you for happy homes. I thank you for restoration, acceleration. I thank you, Lord, for revelational knowledge, impartation, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for increase. I thank you, God, for multiplying some things. Some people, God, their family, they need help in their family. They need help in their home. And God, help them to realize that you will help them if they will turn to you and ask the Father and then speak the name of Jesus into that situation. And we ought to petition the Father. Asking you shall receive. Seeking you shall find. He said, knocking it shall be opened unto you. There's another kind of prayer where you say, in the name of Jesus, I command to change. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.